week, Simon Shin Sadiala, about Beit HaMishkan, which is the thought that the going to a Beit HaMishkan prohibited for 30 days and for Avimo for 12 months. So we're discussing exactly what it means. All the various Gudo has there, but Mishamshin, and down in the bottom, what I made reference to briefly last week, in the base left in Yehuda, because Masharisu is Medina's Poland, Shemachatin, Shinosa, Latino, Feyeka, the Haver, Yosemi, Asura, Anoshin, who bestowed their whole Kalamila Lecho, Zel, Varei, Osir. So they're trying to create kibbutzim. They pass it in like a football. Ten different people go all the time to come to the Brit Mila. So that's ridiculous. They want to make sure that I thought it was just Salter, not on the page, right here. The base of Lech and Yehuda. I saw the Tnei Baruch when he talked about this. He said that the heter of the Shamshim, if it exists, is a very limited one. It applies to a situation which the person is literally in the Shamish the whole time. He's working all the time, he's working for 5 minutes, instead of 5 hours at a chasana, it's also completely prohibited. Of course, I think from Rav Shlomo Zalman and from Eliyashiv, that day. The kid says, there's not much of a hefter for this Indian of the Shamsi. Here we go.
Then he goes to other parts and will say, some people work in the simple, in the kitchen. It's one of them to your attention. Okay. Now, in the back of different availers, they have Rav Flanzala Mazolias. How much have we discussed? How much have we discussed last week, if at all? Sich Bach Gimel. Did we open it last week? I don't remember. Anyone remember? Tama, you were here first? Sich Bach Gimel in the back, takes on a day. Yeah, they got that car? Come on. Did you read the last week?
No.
You were? I don't know. The Tipkov Gimel, this is written by Rabbi Fadal Magolia, Kiddush of the Urim. He was the Kiddush and he was the Urim. He wrote both. He wrote the inside text, he wrote the outside source. Let's see both. The end of Kov Gimel, he writes the following. And the Kosh came to The Mutal Apple Eto Pavela on the Shabbat, or Kidera Pavera Mutu the Swedish, after Nimshka Tokalala in Office with us. So the Pandama Golias Pasta is Mutter to sit with your friend and on the Shabbat, or a friend plural, to sit around the Shabbat. This is what? Get the impression that the call would be offered. Give us some cool by Shabbos. The Shabbos available for Hesh is also, we'll get to it later this week. So he kind of considers to be a category of the Farhesh. But I got an interesting question. The implication of this statement is that Shabbos Mutter Lechol Eichel Chagrevo, alone in Shabbos. The implication of this is that Reuben is an Avele. He wants to visit Shimon on a Monday, and no one in Shabbos. And he wants to eat supper, lunch with Shimon, he's not permitted to do it. That's the implication of the text. It's Mutter Lechol Eichel Chagrevo, singular, the carpet shop, owner shop. The Siyaniyah's idea is not so. We don't find that someone who is an Avelis is in Chayre Machmon Olislam. Number three is to stay apart from the whole world. As a matter of fact, I have some couple of the Yukim and Rashi and the Sugi and the Kut and Chabala. On the day, called days in the days, but Rashi uses an expression of power. Rashi says, especially for Anusa, that they each invite each other, and he invites who? L'kulam. The word kulam is used. Now why is the expression kulam significant? When he says shemeshalem lahem tudo shenasalo. Again, plural, he is saying two other guys. It seems to me, how they say in English, two is company, three is the crowd. That the Isser verse was called over here, Simchas Mereus, is if there are three people or more. Or I should say that each person can come in a unit, three families or three couples or more. However, two, it seems to me, is not included in the violation of Simchas Mereus. Reuben is an Avelis, doesn't mean he can't invite Shimon to his house all year. He's not going to go to Shimon's house all year. Nothing to do with Shabbos. In my mind, Shabbos makes very little difference. We'll see later why. So that's how I wanted to argue the kula against the implication of the profound Zalman, Margolius, that Reuben may not invite Shimon and I go to Shimon in Avelis during the week, for an entire year. And I thought, no, it's permissible to invite one friend or to go to visit to a friend's house if only you will go. Came nearly. Family. You go by yourself, so it depends. Family unit goes together, so that's considered all one. So Reuben has five children and Shimon has six children. And you add up a total of, who knows, 20 people, 15 people around the table. Still mutter, in my opinion, because it's just one family visiting another. Can't hear nearly. Similarly, in size, and the biurim, this is not gimmick. The kavanah of achim of achiyoto of bnei achim, they were dealing there and there highway. Because in Shadar of Avayat Echad, Yesh Lahoko Bishabit gave him the Matar Mitzvah, like the Fayez. Again, it seems to me for the Bechol as well. And it seems to me that it's Mutter, even if they're not living in the same house. Because the Russian expression was, will be called Shenshadar Mavayatat. But even if not, the Kitter, we believe in the togetherness of brothers and sisters, even after they're married. They can say that a family in Avelis, the brothers and sisters can't get together a whole year. There's no such thing, in my opinion. Brothers and sisters are supposed to stay together all the time. Now we have Shabbat. What is interesting, though, is the second Hesed, which is Minig Yisrael, but I'm a little bit hard-pressed to find a real good reason for it. Derech Avam, Subim Mitzvah, the Shlishim. The Minig is, it's, you know, many shuls, and my shul included, it's half the year my shul, it's so shall the Shlishim be the Shemim Chamar. You sit around the table, you know, and they eat a piece of fish, I'm shall the Shlishim like, you know, eat a piece of fish, and they take the zeros and they have a tartara. Shalashudis is don't have the answer, Shalashudis. So the minig is that an ogle comes to Shalashudis. That's most places I've seen. And the question is, have we had it prepared? Printed. The question is why? What's the hazard of coming to Shalashudis? But sometimes in our shul, once in a while, we have a sheriff from Shalashudis. When that happens, I tell the Avayim, don't come. Not allowed to be a shelter, but he shelters at all. or take some food upstairs somewhere, whatever. But regular Shabbat students, the minute that they come. So I'm not exactly sure why that's up. We saw one opinion that a small meal is mutter. And they had to get a student's mitzvah, but they had students get into a hurry to the rush, and they served a little tiny bit of what they call kitzis or something, pasta kitzis. So that's mutter. And the question is why the mutter? There were two opinions. One because it's a small meal, and one because it's a mitzvah meal. Perhaps the matter for both seasons, but we have both together. Since the Shabbat Shabbat, because the mitzvah is usually fairly small, that has to happen to go. Not sure. But it is a meeting of all the faith that I do go to the Shabbat Shabbat to show. Now, yeah.
Do you have Hilton Matir, Asa Menafield, Asa Shimon?
Yeah. Within Shiva, that if they're living in the same house, does it happen that the father leaves 12 children, and they all pack into the house for the week of Shiva, and they walk out to eat? That's ridiculous. They're together. They're all B'nai Bayis. Finally, they're together. But it's going from one house to another. That's all the stuff. It's going to throw you out of the house. No, I mean, that's ridiculous. No, the family that's living in the house, the four things together even in the week of Shiva. Now, in the Gilead Marashah, Shin Sadi Alek, the first one, where it says that a person is only permitted to go to a student's mitzvah, mirayas, a chuppah, the student, after 12 months, says the Gilead Marashah, after student, the student of him. You imagine that? The person, it happens. No, the person is available to be a coach. And his brother is getting married. According to the Gilead Marashah, he can't go. Are we awake yet? About it. The brother's allowed to go to his own wedding. It's a little bit tough for you to show up over there. I'm going to get married here. We'll get to that, the next one. But the assumption is that he's permitted to get married and he's permitted to come. But of course, the government says, brother's not allowed to come. I don't know if that's true. Because we already learned last week, all some people from the Gilead Marashah, some of them from the bottom, that the person gets married and the mother's in Avelis, the mother of the couple, she's allowed to come. Why should that come? So we have two explanations. Ramosh says that it's Shiva the Gazover Oveg. That means it's going to be such a tremendous loss of the mother not to come. Gazover Oveg is not the only three out there, not only below. And we have suggested an opposite shot. Not so much because you're losing out, you the Ovel, the person who's Avel losing out, but rather for Karen. Because the cost of the cow losing out, you call it Paranuso, right? And you have a moral obligation to go and to not to. To disturb the siblings. So why are two brothers? Maybe it's a friend to a case where the two brothers aren't so close to each other. So our svar and a bunch of svar wouldn't apply, perhaps. What about a brother of the Makutan, not a brother of the Chosan? In other words, an uncle of the Chosan Makala. So we pointed out, not so simple. Not so simple. So when it comes to a chuppah, we were making for some amount of everyone to go to a chuppah. Uncles and aunts, because you make a son of a couple. But I mentioned to you that they have certain places, they have a table set up for the uncles and aunts right outside the door to the dance floor and the wedding reception. And they give them the same $100 a plate, paid as fancy meal. And they, when the dance is going on and the band is playing, they're just sitting outside and watching what's going on, what's happening there. I don't know. I don't see the heifer. I don't see either heifer in that case. The heifer that's for the chosan kala sake, the sure doesn't apply. Chosan rabbi don't say they don't see that. Elamai for their own sake, zover ovei, that they're going to miss out the wedding of their niece and nephew. And watch the video. I don't know what's done. Their whole shout, you ought to watch the video of your bit touch. Someone told me that they watch the video. You can't watch the video. Because you watch the video, you're experiencing the same kind of joy, I mean, to a point, as if you were actually there. I don't know if it's really true, but in any event, they can wait till after the year and then watch the video if they don't want to be permitted. Because you get the uncut edition, you know, the one that lasts for 6 hours, or whatever. So that's, they can actually experience the whole thing. I don't know what the answer is, frankly. I was at a wedding when the father of the kala was an avelis, and he was dancing as usual. Now they have a new style of weddings now, some of the special more yeshivish weddings. They have three circles. The chassan circle, the chassan father circle, and the kala father circle. And it is it's just not that there's clearly any friction, there's no room. When they get bigger and bigger and bigger, they make one big circle, they just, it just divides up that way. And so I was watching this man was dancing with all of his friends, as normal. I'm going to myself, I got looked at. Hard to say if it's going to be just, it's going to disturb the simchas hakala with the other side of an invisible water still in the pizza. How does she know whether her father is dancing with his friends? I think dance a little would be permissible, that's not a mistake. I don't know. I'll never get over it if I can't answer my friends and my daughter's wedding. I don't know. It was so, it sounds to be legitimate. I don't know. I was at a wedding not long ago where the mother of the kala didn't dance the kala at all. She was in a veil. Not one step. Zero. I thought that was two steps of those against her mother's children. I don't want to be mocked here. I don't know. I thought probably it's a whole bond of the kala. And that bothered her, she wants to go around Moshe, the head of daughter of it. The neighbor, you know, I don't want to make any, I'm not looking for any entertainment. I'll be willing to have the daughter of it, not to answer my daughter at the wedding. I don't want to play around with it. Of course, it was so much reason that it's not just a question of your own loss, but the loss of the cow. The cow was so bad that the mother didn't answer that. Seems to me, yes, that's true, and seems to me that you can't talk to me about on that. Maybe the cow is my but. You wouldn't mean it. It's not possible. The coolest in the says that the brother is Buddha to go to his sister. One brother is getting married. Other brother is an Avelis. He's Buddha when Rak Ba'achim Shadar from Lamal Yachim. They normally eat together. What does that mean? It's so bad, Akiva, obviously. That's the case, we can say the whole Gilead Mashal, who says one brother can't go to another to his brother's wedding, it's only if you can't eat at the brother's wedding. The whole discussion over here is Akiva. But to go in, you're allowed to go in. And I'd like to go into the chuppah, which even others support that many people can go in. Perhaps you even go into the wedding hall. Maybe it's even within the dance of your brother's chuppah, but if you don't dance, then it's going to be disturbing to the chuppah. Maybe even a dover of it for you. You shouldn't eat. If you don't eat, double of it. Good for the diet. You know, you have to have a sandwich before you come, and when you get home, you have a snack. It's so much, you don't eat so much. That will disturb the cost that you don't eat. Is that the cost that you don't know if you eat or not? The cost themselves know if you eat. My son told me that he just barely got a kazayas of challah at his house. So when I got married, I had a full chicken dinner. I don't know. When my son got married, I also had a dinner. But it's just a misura mitzvah. I was just dancing. But anyway, I'm just pointing out that eating is not it.
Even though
you said stop the street after the city, I thought it sounded like it was just going into the meal. So I'm saying, Matthew, Rak, the Akash, the Dark, and Lechel, Yachas. from his father to talk about Achila, the Pashto. The Pashto.
Marashab
stuff says, uh-huh. No, it's all quoted. Now, what I'm saying, what I'm driving at is, if they always eat together, it might be to eat. Why? Because it's what you said before. If the brothers always eat together, it's a very close family relationship. That's not because the two brothers, they're the only brothers, the only thing I can comment is the father and the mother. So that's it. But the other brothers were very close. The fact that they always eat together, they get a tremendous closeness, and therefore they're disturbing to both brothers if you would not actually even eat at the wedding. That's the impression that I get from the Gemara. Sure, they can reinterpret to me that if you normally eat together, they try to walk in, otherwise they can't even walk in. It's not clear in the Lashon of Gilead Marsha. The Ramah has a kula, which really normally don't go, but if you're a tzaddik, you're allowed to go. You're allowed to eat by the first meal. What's it then? Shu'at Maril. Oh, by the way, I found in the Bnei Baruch, a Kiddush to me. Why true? We had a case, I think I mentioned to you last week. Wait a second. I couldn't have heard this. Oh, this is new stuff. I was in a Sheva Baruch to my son last week, and it was held in someone's home, and the Bala Bayit is in a veil. I was asked, the fans, you're allowed to be there. I said, no. His wife is there, his daughter, his sons-in-law were there, and other people were there. I said, it's not. All right. And, fine, he wasn't there. P.S. Toward the end of the, I guess he went over time. Like, what doesn't go over time? So, I guess, 10 o'clock at night, think about, hey. Called for 7, I think it was called for 7 officially. How can it not be over by 10? Because he doesn't realize what goes on with Shepard Brook. The night before it was called for 6:30 and they benched the tender. To avoid overtime, the catering hall, they just quit. So it was a little bit longer. You have to understand the first hour doesn't count. Well, and then, that's it. And anyway, he walked in into the house. I was about telling Mr. Please, excuse me, your house. But I found him in his favorite neighbor, and of course, that's supposed to say it's Muslim. That was in his own house. He can't go to a wedding in his own house. That's a freaky case. But he may go to a celebration in his own house. I don't understand why. Hard to find it. Moving its work. So I just see it. He quotes it from Posky, you know, these anonymous, you know, Dole Hadar, I think it's the same. That it's permissible. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know. But it's an interesting thing which happened. Hold on. Simcha. The base of them. Take a look. Here we go. Look at it. In a Suda Ibn Beso. Mekil Nafil of the Brit Sila. I hear it, I found it. Shamati Big Dole Horo. I knew that. This is always a dangerous preservation challenge. So the Kilan got us through the Sheva Bracha Shiva Beso. So who's Dole Horo? I can't argue with them. I don't know what the answer is. But I guess this man knew a little about the Dole Horo, so he ended up coming to the end. Turns out, that's such a funny story. I asked the people who organized the Shabbat this Thursday, who are your Panach Hadashim? You were the same people all over again. They invited one person, a very close friend of the family, who came, and it was really a beautiful place. It was a mess, of course. Then he left. Well, then, And only people that was became in Kidam, only fresh faith was the father who was an Averis. Oh, we have a poor head of a but luckily I invited someone. Unauthorized. I invited one of a family of mine who was out of town. He came. He was a part of us. But hopefully, if he wouldn't have been there, would be the, we have to use this awful as part of us to talk about. And then we had, anyway, I don't want to little shadow about that, but I just wanted to bring it to your attention. Kind of shadows came up. Okay, I'll say something else. But I'm all right. End of today. Mutal they caught us the middle level, Sean. To be the standard. I mean, normally, I put up sure we have to go into a bridge meal to don't eat. If you're a standard, you'll have to eat. I had a nice one with some of my shoes making a bridge meal. He wanted me to be the standard. I told him, no, I will pay for the standard cost. Give it to your brother-in-law. His wife had lost her parent within that year with the mother. You know, the brother was full of buffer, hasn't been married yet, but just make your brother-in-law the son. Just he'll be able to come into the bris meal and eat more than a minute of the Ramo. I gave her, at the bris meal, I gave her a particular explanation why I thought it permissible for a tzaddik to go and eat by bris meal. My real is Yantam Shalom. It was Yantam Shalom, and the Gemara says, Chazakon called that as part of Nitzche, Tishabah, Vilari. So why Yantam Shalom? Most folks of all that, even in Yantam, they never will. We'll get to that later. It's sort of possibly a different end. We mentioned last week, I think the Dogon Merava says that a student at CM is Muslim. And about Mishra, maybe Muslim. And Mr. Brewer, we mentioned about Simchat Torah being Muslim. Why student Torah? So we get egg out of the children when she says that Brit Mila is a preparation for Torah, as we know. And the Tzaddik, who was considered the Baal HaBrit, is relates not only to the Brit itself, but also to the Torah dimension. That's why he's Paskin. If there are two grandfathers, paternal and maternal, the paternal grandfather is Kadima of Tzaddikot. Why? Because he feels that the theme of teaching Torah applies to Vanecha, the Nevanecha, applies to a son-son and to a greater extent. But they want to take shots in this Ramah, perhaps Labi Tamev de Maril. The reason, again, I want to suggest is that it has to do with Torah. It's not because the Machu Kabrins of Torah. So therefore, it's related to partake of that too. Okay. This is Shin Sari Allah. Shin Sari Bey, the question you would ask before, how do you get married for an Avail? The Shulchan Aruch says, also, Lisa Isha Kolam Ad Yom, I feel it below Suda. Well, I have slow some book, I feel it under email. Don't wait a year. So I feel a lot of Suda. Do you like to get married? Fine. Today, they had a story of Mesa Ishto. You can't get married for 3 regardless here. You may have mentioned this before briefly. It's not right, the person supposed wife A and Martin Jeff of the Nile wife B. Chazal didn't want that. This the stack up and we showed him he died of a shoshi and ashniya. That's the time. I mean, it gives the lie to the statement that the Chazal accepted in a positive sense be married to more than one woman. That's the way that you get here, so you get married after your wife died, obviously, because Chazal would not encourage you to take a second wife while your wife's alive. I have been a Gershom, the one who banned it. I have been a Gershom, made a formal ban on it. It was never something which was encouraged by the Allah, with the perspective. Anyway, what happened in Lokian, Mr. Kuri of Arabia, Moshe Shabban of Tanin, Mutal the Kaddish Miyad, the Lichnos Achar Shiva. Lo Yavala Achar Shoshim Yom, and then came Lo Kim Perib Ridya, Shazmut Lo Yavala Achar Zayin. some Achara Shintari Beis Bifal. Of course, for us, it's irrelevant, because we don't have Kiddushin without Nisuin in our minute. So we have to go with the Chumrah of Nisuin. And then Nisuin is Pashas after Shiva. Let's take a look for a minute at Sif Gimel, which says, Mishal Kiyan, Mitz Triad Rivya. Shida Isha, Ba'acha Shechem Tzorach, Ha'chupa Meis, Achiyam HaShudachet. Muta Lekanto, Velovo, Alea Acha Shiva. Very ambiguous term. No? I can see two punctuations in it. No, what is, how do you read Sif Gimel? How do you read Sif Gimel? Who knows? How do you mean?
Exactly.
It's Muzo the Kansa of Allah Aleha Hashiva. The love Aleha Hashiva is clear. What about the Kansa? When? The Kansa when? How do you mean it? The Kansa when? Yeah. Okay. So the Taz says, Ha'akla Kansa Kora Le'acha Shiva. So the Tav Shiva, I feel the Malcolm Hefner of. No way. The person get married, he is or she is a Shiva. Impossible. Out of the question. That the Taz says. The creature Herech was there, below Iyam and Dibra Ben Atash got to the Rosh Hashanah. The creature blew it. That's the fact. I think the creature's right. There's a reading of another straight. It's ambiguous. But if you didn't have a Gemara, you didn't have a Rosh, Dibra Ben Atash, it's just a reading, reading comprehension. Mutal the concept of Allah Balaam Hashiva. You get the impression of the concept of the ad. First of all, as Eitan mentioned, if you wait till after Shiva, there's all the food gets spoiled. So what good is it? That's not Kamukhwa, because given the food can stay a little bit, till after Shiva, can't get left to Shlosha. That's what taste the food is really in. What kind of food it is. In the tour, I'll read you the Torah. The Rosh Chodesh Sivan Mem Tet. You have it with everyone like that. Ma'aseh be'echa tishideh kumeis achiyah v'shudachas karav l'chupo. Acha shvizun akruin. Hitter ben atav v'tikonis l'chupo tov shlosh shim yo v'shem piri v'rivya shalom k'eva tishideh zot. Here's one. Tov shlosh shim yo. Then he goes to Shuvah Zerosh, listen carefully now, this is the lesson of Shuvah Zerosh. After the Shidah Vedas goes dark in Kufa, notice, the first case is the Korah of Kufa, Akash is not cruel. He's mad at people, but the food wasn't prepared yet. The second case is the Mechaber quote, Akash Ahekin Torah Be'a Kufa. Umeisa Akosa Meshudachet, he has a key, whatever it's going to be. Lofiya Pir Rivya. The Hijalo Lithnos the Livo Akashiva. Hit look carefully. Shama Shaya Sobaka Ramela Tam. Kava Shayalo Hefti the Dava Himlo Yitno. Here's the hit with his heart is right. If the shot at the Rosh is no longer Ramela Tam, Ramela Tam is not the top slow shiva, take off shiva. Therefore, you just follow the paper trail, just come out that there's no Hefti at all whatsoever. The top shiva, despite the implication of the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch. Well, halacha l'maaseh, most folks in our machmir say some of the shiva kind of can add a talmud. Not a good talmud of mine. On Elsir above, it took him quite a while to find the Ritzvah Gezivim. And he had a wedding, we were at his court for a certain day, and one of his parents, and his father was very ill. Sure enough, the father passed away 2 or 3 days before the wedding. And the, I'm not mistaken, the Kalos of Elizabeth, Rabbi Tite, Rabbi Zemeir Tite was the in charge man, and he said, you got to throw it away. The spawn is left for the shiva. That's what they did. And the spawn went left for the shiva, and then they had a cookie, you know, with a somewhat smaller one that they had in a restaurant. I was able to, attend the chuppah, run away between one thing and another. And I was there. It was in the restaurant. There was another case where someone passed away, also the person was an avelah for the daughter's father. And the rabbi in that case, not that the show must go on, we got a problem. Krishna. Got also from Moshe Feinstein too. A bunch of holds like a priest. Buddha to get married with his ship. Against the top. Mutal the constant miyat, the yabal el achashiva can come to atar, that's the lavush. And the shach doesn't argue. The second one is not close to the shach and tar, that the non mini grow close to the back of the tar, because it's going to the shiva. Apparently, what Moshe was making. Koponim, bottom line, if someone is in Avelis, before the boy met the girl even. He meets a fine young lady, they refuse to wait till after you've been called to marry her, Chas v'Shalom. Marry her as soon as possible. The normally we would never schedule for the disclosure. If it was a very pre-scheduled for the disclosure, my father, you have to go through the wedding on time, even with the disclosure. Yes.
Everything.
No, then you mock his pakeh. The bach crosses loyabo le haracha shloshim. And others are make so shloshim. To the shach like the pshara. If he fulfilled already kuru ruhi, he should wait for the bia haracha shloshim. And if not, he should do it to the after shim. I believe so. There is an interesting kula where the poskim seems to, most of them seem to agree, based on a fascinating story, that you may get married more than shiva. Notice Shulchan Aruch says, the Rosh says, the Torah says, to be an individual who needs to get married, he has bought a katanim, he has no one to take care of his children. Amazing story. If you look at the Rosh, to the Memtet, based on the Gemara in Narkot, called Gimel of an Aleph, but it's remarkable how this Gemara can be interpreted in two ways. Maitis and Maitis and Ishtos and Yosef are coming. Vomala Achos of the Beit HaKvarim, Lechiyu Parnasi and Pnei Achoseh. Yahweh became a boy out of Manaruba. Mile is Manaruba, like a slow shayom. The eagle of one of the kind of this is out of the altar, and they find it out, and the altar means another stay out. He's within Shiva. At the cemetery. Telling her, you know, let's get married. We'll take care of little kids. As a matter of fact, from what I understand in Europe, it's not an uncommon situation where there would be a man with a wife. And unfortunately, women had a short life expectancy. They often, whatever, childbirth and other things. It happened more than once. Women would pass away at a young age, leaving small children. And it was considered appropriate that the sister-in-law should marry the brother-in-law and take care of her nieces and nephews. And the Chazdei Hashem had a family of their own as well. This happened apparently in a many times in Europe, to the point that if someone was considered to be, I wouldn't use the word obligatory, but appropriate and proper for this system of the marriage itself. What you didn't want? Stories are told that they would hold up the kula, believe it or not. They say we're not burying a sister until you agree to marry the guy. Now, you know, in 1998 in America, doesn't go over too big. But apparently this was this kind of pressure tactics where, you know, were used. Didn't say it happened in the Gemara case. It says that the Yosef HaKohen's wife died, and he said to his sister in the cemetery, the chief partner is based on Chosef, and now Chosef. Now, clearly she slapped him in the face and walked away. But no, she agreed. And she said, okay, Yosef HaKohen's a good fella. I was very happy, and my sister was very happily married to him, and unfortunately my sister died. And now I'm going to try to be happily married to him as well, and try to take care of my nieces and nephews, and I'm family of my own. Okay, different world. There was always, however, what? If you could be alive today, the answer is yes. Yes. It's not in the cemetery. But anyway, that a man loses a wife and marries a sister, and the people who are alive who did it. You know some kind of beauty with it? In Europe. You know people? Much young. Yes, well. Anyway, so the parts of the Mefurish and Gemara, yeah? Not so Mefurish. Because there are those who want to suggest with a special case. One of the Yerushalmi, the same story happened to her apartment. Then Rabbi Natan says, that doesn't mean he got married to the Shiva. No. We told her in the cemetery, it was Shidduch and the Alma. He didn't marry her until after the Shiva. That's what Rabbi Natan said. What about the Russian Shiva and the But then, this is Kaf. The Rosh Chodesh mitzvah, no, it really means Kufr. But the Hachuz of the Hocha, Haimad Amin in the Turk, we all have Zvach and the Kufr Menalas. Maisa the Yosef and Kohen, Shem Maisa Ishto, the Eretz Teta. The Kaimel and Shoach, as Kodem and Regal, Bot and Zera Shiva. The Hablik, Lach, as Shiva, Yemut and Lipno. Ooh. Harifas, the Bekiyas and Shach. But the Harifas, the Bekiyas and the Harifas, that the This was Taka that same day, but it was considered Alachli, the Akashiva. It's the Gemara in Zvokin. The Ritzvah refused the proof. They can be refused one of two ways, either because it was only Shidduchim, or because it was Erev Pesach and the Shiva was over. Shulchan Aruch, what a closeness is. In Shin Tani Bein's debate, it says, Lokhi and Mr. Spirit Rivi Oshet Lebon of Tanin, etc. Mutter Lichnot Achashiva. We don't accept the Kulu. Even the Shach, what the Shach says, in Yesh Lebon of Tanin, the Strata Lachot Ishto, Mutter Lekomt on the Yad, maybe the Shah is not literally referring to a case of Bonham Karen. That's a special kula. But in a case where he hasn't fulfilled Puru Revu, it's also a story. That can wait a little bit longer. Wait for that to shiver. Why should he mind himself shiver? The Puru Revu can't take place until after him anyway. Or the Tasha still have to shiver. Not so much. Okay. Now, after all, there are time quotes in the Purusha Gemara and Zubas that we spoke about a long time ago, that only before the Kavura, it's a week, not the Mesa Chedim, etc. So what would he talk about? What would Ramash do with that Gemara? So clear from the Gemara that it's not for the special trick of Nachman ben Socheda, Bas Kalva Kupa. There is an Easter of Yisur. Better finale. Most people doubt it, but it's better to be mocked some esachera because it's better to push off aninus than to push off avelus props. The preaching is a different area. The Gemara Sukkot is the time for revu already. Not so possible. Or you could say that the suet itself would be mutter immediately. The suet has been suet would be mutter if it's not decent. That's a mess of heaven. If there is suet, you have to give. And a marshal passes the cool of the cards that she taught them. That it is Zabra Ave. And a marshal Zabra Ave is matter all these three Aves, not only Malacha. It's matter the Easter of the suet, the Mechamath and Maruba. And the other person say, no, Zavra, Ave, Mati, it's a Malacha. It's not Mati, all other Yisrael Avel. Now the Chora, as a right, and up and arise from the places, and that's from Zion and Allah. The first from Zion and Allah says, Zion and Allah. The first from Zion and Allah says, and the Lord says, Afal-P, she'ein ha-yosu yitzes ha-beito, but shem, it's mutter in some cases, shem adapka v'dover ha-ove mutlas v'der. From the first person, v'dover ha-ove is not there, you see any beito.
Do.
Now listen to what to eat them alone. Of course, the problem is, what is the nature of the sin? Of Oval, 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 the very next sermon is Shulchan Aruch, Shin Tadigim. The Aruch HaShulchan says this Issa doesn't really exist. Here's the Aruch HaShulchan. Thank you very much. Remember we learned the Gemara by Spartans, they had a whole, they rattled off all these German Avelis. And Chabama, Avelisram, Shabbatram, Namalacha, Rafika, Spika, First they can't leave it out. And Shulchan Aruch also is not quoted in Shin Pei. All these German Avelis, and it's not found there. Aruch HaShulchan has a lesson like this. Da! That's how you start the sermon. The law of Asikul of the Gemara, the love of Yerushalayim, the love of Smachas, But the Rav HaShulchan is trying to derive from this whole thing is that there's no suggestion. That is, Ellen and Mela came to the cave and said to the Malacha Masa Matlu Taya Mayatim of the Basel. Roll to the Shiz, go to the Basel, the Yishka Chavilusa, the Yishka Chavilusa, the Yishka Chavilusa, the Yishka Chavilusa, the But it's not an absolute full prohibition. The man, if that's the case, if there's no heat in the first place, the fact that Allah's allowed to go after Shadavra Ave, there's no raya that Dovah is not to be truly able above and beyond the law. So the whole reason why I can't go after the candle, well, also is there a Chasuk of Sefer. Same after all over again. There's no right to a question. I saw him, so Yaakov Fischer, he's very upset with the Rosh Hashulchan's expression. What do you mean, it's all shit, they're supposed to be nitzah. The Rosh Hashulchan is right. It's not a, you know, ultimately for these reasons. Might not have to be, you're allowed to leave the house. Someone's in a mail, I don't know, in my community, bought the system. So, they put up a sign, and it was put a picture of the Google, that she's sitting, shiva, in Riverdale, every day until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then after that she's been in Shiva in Midtown Manhattan. So the oil is good. Who's gonna leave the house in the middle of Shiva? The parents are allowed to leave the house in the middle of Shiva. And I wouldn't recommend this kind of a split, but there must have been some kind of pressing family reasons I don't know about. And you're allowed to leave. People can't sleep in the same house. It's not a fool. It's not a fool. It's very uncomfortable. So the post can say you're allowed to go home and sleep in a different house. What you want is to switch the shiva, this is more common, in the middle of the shiva. You'll have shiva 4 days and 1 hour and you go home the last 2 days. Your neighbor don't slept 50 miles to go to Menachem Oz. I encourage that. We have a campus in shiva. You were schlepping and driving and flying. You come back a day earlier. The people want to be Menachem Oz just nearby. They're often taking some of the sugar. I think it's a word that you can do when it's appropriate. Not always when it's appropriate, it doesn't work with a family. But it's not an issue, it seems to me. Going to shul, we try very hard to make minyan in the base of to avoid it. We can't make a minyan, so the minyan gets to be made if we go to shul, especially for a parent, they have to say kaddish. Because it's a difficult for the Chacham. The Ritva goes further than that. The Ritva says to the Adaminic not to make any minion in the base of never. Never go to shul. And he didn't think about Kaddish. He didn't even think about sibling go to shul. Why do they want to make a minion? Because it's so insightful, the Ritva. Otherwise, if you make a minion, what's going to happen? By the Ashirim, there'll be a minion. But by the Aniyah, there'll be no minion. And it'll be a source of aggravation. Moms have to change that much. So therefore they made a tachon in this town and they written the town. No minyan in Beis Hov. Not a shul. Yes? Could be. Okay. I just wanted to bring this to your attention. And one more thing before we go on, I left out the Pnei Baruch. What about an Ogil getting together with different people without eating, no meal? What do you think? I saw he calls that some operant learn shot in a pause the Khumra. I wasn't convinced. I can't find an understanding. This is called part of the shell of shoulder. There's a time, when I'm from the back, from the earlier source, Abba Tachlari Eli Yopal Ahazmin Nacherim, only he's dying in Nacherim. What is that? So I saw he wants the same shot. You can't socialize. No food. No, not too much food. Let's take a look at the box. In the back at all. In any event, it seems to me, is it no suggestion? If there meshnet in Yotar Shayara that's based upon Simcha, Shin Pei, Simcha Pei, that's an Yerushalmi. You can't hold up a score of. Why? He compared some God of the Dolom and Simcha Shalom for Shayar of the Dolom. So I don't know what used to happen. I'm going to speak to a historian. What used to happen these big trips, these safaris, these caravans? It could be it was part of the Simcha Shalom was it had an eating component. It seems to me there's no eating. We don't find the first, it should be an instant. Right now I can't find a sefer. Look at the Nafteh. Of course, the stuff of the sefer is based upon this path. So, maybe they are solid. I don't think it's true. Okay. Let's go back to the Shin Sadi Gimel. Now the concept of changing a seat based upon the Gemara, Shnia Yosef and Yosef in Koma. Rambam, Vasa Noni and Yosef in Koma, Kosh Moshe, and all the Yud Beis Kodesh. Behem the Minik that he got, the Koma, Koma, Behem the Shabbos, but not Minik, he Koma, 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 says the Machabes and Talis. I know I give the same avail as the Shalom and Shabbos and the Koma and the Rebbe. That's it. Good Shabbos. Your famous. Ramo. V'yesh Shalom and Shagam b'Shabbos and Shabbos and the Koma. The Chet Amin is cautious and the Amin is Shabbos and the Minim. The Minim is the same thing even on Shabbos and the Minim is different thing. What's the Shaila? That's the question. No, I'm hard to believe that's really so. Yes, every single Shabbos for the last 20 years, and once all of a sudden it's 2:05, and next Shabbos, and next Shabbos, and next Shabbos. That's our Eskia. It's a Kapella, no? The second part of course, is the Emissary. Ulamashi Kassadu Kamal Reish Shimon Tov. Da Velus HaNoek Kol Shloshim. Noek HaPil HaBishabit. Ulam HaPini. Ulam HaBishar. It's that one. But the Gemara says, the Lord's Kossel. That Avelus HaFrems Kossel HaBishabit. They need a high power of Avelus. Avelus Shiva. It's also the Farhes. But Avelus Shloshim, which is what we call it a low grade Avelus. This may be performed in the Farhes, even on Shabbat. Can you hear me? The Shabbat likes to start better with things. And everyone agreed. That's what I thought the Pesach was halacha. This is, I guess, you might call it a program. That a veil is shloshim, when you say Kodesh, applies on Shabbos, even if I had it. We'll come back to that concept later. The Tzidkei Shubha, Tzidkei Zion, somebody has to switch your place, Dalit Amen. Otherwise, Kachat Nogam Kosher. Seems to me, that's only true when they had no formal row seating. It was just, you know, what, those golden chairs or whatever. Before that, they said, you said, they just had this chair. But today, when it's separate rows, is the pews which are nailed into the floor, even if they're not, but they're, we all know that there are five rows in this shul. And he always sits in the second row. And I sit in the third row, even though it's not that I'm in the way, it's considered a shiny muffin. The discussion, what does a Rav do? A Rav sits in the middle and we call close the Mizra. What does he do? So there's a question, you change your seat. Why so close as the Arkash? Some folks say to change and go further back. But if you can't, you're sitting in the back row. You're also speaking. It's the back row all the time. Now they're never going to avail. They have to move forward. Or they should move sideways. Now they move forward. Others say, no, move forward. It's also machinery. Wherever you, as long as it's machinery, look. The rough can't move any back to the wall. Where's it going to go? Now it goes further away. But some parts of it, which is the Tarefka, they say the rough should switch from one side of the orange to the other side of the orange. That's also different. When I was in Avera, what I did was I took my chair, which normally is literally back to the to the front wall. I touched the wall. I moved it up. Moved the chair just further to the back wall, closer to the people. So there was in a way which was clear. It was just a few inches away. Okay. Let's finish Shin Sadi Gimel. Shin Sadi Dalet and the Scotch on the main field to be died. You have to be able to get over it. Most of the three, Shiva the Mystic, most of the Gears to Sport. Some of the first Shigamar. From experience, it's not always easy to stop by for 3 years. I can take a son of a fourth. You know, we're a human being, it's not a computer. But you have to try to limit it. In my own experience, it was very difficult. As I was falling asleep, and very emotional for me. But we're supposed to not be discussed on the mental to be done. Okay. Shin Tariye. Same as then of Mixus Ayal and Kulam. So the Gemara has Kamish and Shavuot quote Kamish Amdo Menachem Eitzelav of the Yom Shvi Mutsa Bechol Dvarim Shavuot of Shiva. The Mixus Ayal and Kulam. Lost the Mixus Yom Shvi, Lost the Mixus Yom Shloshim. Famous Shane Tachanov Yam Sloshim, both of them are Sloshim. The Sloshim, when there's no, Menachemim, but as soon as the sun rises, there's already Shiva's button. The Sloshim is button, excuse me. When it comes to Shiva, it's not enough when the sun rises. What else do you have to have? Omdu Menachem Me'etzlan. We saw that in the Rekhavan. Omdu Menachem Me'etzlan. That's the Minigus Rome. They down with chakras, and then they get up. In some places they have a minute because they say, get up. Some of them are very young, one of them from the Jewish center had a whole ceremony made out of it. It's the top 7th day of Shiva to the Shul and going against the ceremony. I don't know. But there are different customs. There's an interesting custom that exists in some homes that when the Shiva is over, they take a walk around the block. You ever see that? There it is. After the Shiva's over, they haven't walked out of the door except for Shabbos for a whole week. They take it and they walk them around the block. Someone told me it's a Christian custom. And it should not be observed. So when, I don't know, when I was in the Avedis, I didn't know what to do, we met a pshara. We walked to the corner and back. So we didn't want to, I don't know, something along those lines.
We all work together. That's the idea of working together. They go out together to work. So this thought for this day, as you tested today, a bit of a complicated figure. Shmona, Bosley meant it's there as close. We don't pass like the first day of the Brian, we pass like the Mishnah. We pass like the Gemara and the Chosom and Aleph, that's the Shammai Shita. They still say, Afili Yom Achaz, Afili Shar Achaz, even 1 minute of Avena, of Shiva, you have to count, it's not just the Shiva. 8 days, I mean that the Shiva was already over before you answered, but now you're just lost Shiva, you have to count, it's not just the Shiva. Everyone knows it's the famous thing, it's based upon a the Mishnah with the stock of the Brisa and the Gemara of Lachem and Aleph. So this concept, listen carefully. On a successful day on top, the Brisa says, Rego Nakto Shiva. Shmoliyam Gona the Rego Nakto the Shlosh. And if the Galea Erev a Rego, you can say, this is for Yonah. Abba Shalom there. Sorry. You didn't shave every yantar, you can't shave every yantar, because the yantar does not go for shlosh, because the advantage of the head to shave before yantar. Even if you didn't shave every yantar, you can shave every yantar. And explain, it's like a shame to miss the shlosh and the vatala spare of shiva, and miss the shiva to the vatala spare of shlosh. Talking about shiva, but not shmona, it's not. We need 8 days before. 8 days before Yontif. That's what the Kippur is. So figure it out. It's 8 days before Yontif. That means that Erev Yontif is the 8th day. Yontif knocked it off. What if Erev is the 7th day? According to the Mishnah, Yontif cannot knock off the Shlosh. Why? Because Yontif starts. Shiva's over, you have to start. You never got into Shlosh. You never had a chance to step foot into Shlosh. The minute that the 7th day was over, they're ready on. They can't knock off the Shlosh. That's kind of happened. And Abishol says, no. Why? Because of Abishol, Nixi of the Kulo. Yom Shvi, Olo, Lekano, Lekan. So that day, the first half of the day is considered a Shiva. The second half of the day is considered Shlosh. So you have to knock off the Shlosh. Says the Gemara. This is it. Almost came and shom the Menachem Yehetz and Mutlu Berchit the Kaman to Abishol. And we must pass look at Abishol. Why? Halacha Kedivri Amego Ba'ono. So the parts of Shad the Gemara, Rabotai, the quantity of the Rabbana, Tadakama, our Mishnah, there's no such thing of mixing up the Kulu at all. And the quantity of Abishol, there is such a thing. And the fact that we follow Abishol is only based on Halacha Amego Ba'ono. Remember our question from a few weeks ago about a person who, how can a person change his career shirt on the last day of Shiva and put on a regular shirt and not rip it? How can it be? The only one reason we say mix the school is putting a lucky and a mango for auto and Kriya to put on a middle school. It's out there, the same as in the Maharshav. He said, not get up. You can't change your shirt the 7th day even though you already got up from the shiva. This is a good one. What happens if there's no Menachem? The Baal Shlosh, there's no Menachem, you go through Zayt Bechama, it's it, it's over. What about my Shiva, there's no Menachem? That's our question. So it's interesting, the thing my quote is in terms of how do you define the benefits of the Kula? It's interesting to introduce in this context a Gemara of Chof of an Aleph. The Gemara has a concept of Shmua Rechoka. A person is Shmua Rechoka, and he said, take off my shoes, close the Shabbat, take off my shoes, and carry myself to the bathhouse. Shema Min HaTlach, Shema Min HaOvel Osa Bina Sattagu, took off his shoes. Shema Min HaShmua Rechoka, Eina Nohega Tala Yomeva, Ushma Min HaMik Tzvi Yom Tzvi Yom Tzvi Yom Tzvi Yom Tzvi Again, mixes the yoga cool. We talk in this way. Interesting question result of the Gemara in the Russian Simit Lami. What about mixes halayla? Stopkel the Rebbe. Oh, do I mean to mix the yoga cool? Do I mean to not mix halayla the cool? Or do I mean to yoga cool? For example, Shmur Rechoka Balayla. May you bathe the life Balayla. The Rashbam says the minig is Mitzvah Yom HaShvi, the law Balayla. The Rambam says no. The regular Shiva, you need Mitzvah Yom. Amdu Menachma Me'etzo, which means after Shacharit. Dafka Be'yom HaShvi. And Shloshim, you need Yom HaShloshim. What's the drive? The Gemara Megillah, Shomeres Yom, Kineged Yom, Los Kitzvah, Las Hanes HaChama. Whatever it is, Zira, you need Yom. 1 minute. Alba, the Kozov, and Los Solis, the Yom, your boy, Zira, the Amin, and Mitzvah, the Lala, the Kola Yom, Azalocha. The Kozov, the Yetzir, the Tarpeis, the Hanes HaChama, Zumi, the Shomeres Yom. We're not required to hear at all. Thank you to Shalakas. Thank you to Shalakas. I can't be passed in our law. It's a show. The Ramban disagrees also. The Ramban says, Mixa Talayla Kukul. We had, it came up once in a context, no? See if she says, it's a good one. So I'm telling you, it's right. Right. So there is a Shita to Ramban. A mixer to a lyle of the cool. The Gua quote it. The Gua quote over here, and Shin Sani A, the cotton state. Ramban calling Alaya, mixer to a lyle of Ola. Umasha Kosov came in Sha'om Duam and Afrim. Listen carefully. He said, in Rosa Lashim Kalayom or Shin the other. The Derek Hoyal of Menachemim, the Lakar Hosser. He shall die in Akhmu also. The comment of ancient King James. It's up to the other, his choice. If he wishes he can get up at night. If he wishes he can stay around longer, and people will come to the Akhmu. And that will lessen the Avel. That will lessen the Avel. The sheet is Ramban. The Rambo says, "Medinos elu she'ein amanachem regina lava biyom shvi." This is not our custom. Zarah lahamtin as shosh regina amanachem lava b'shayom. The hayel acha yisir li beit haknesses she regina lava amanachem kein nirali. Would love to watch a regular in the Hampton Shark Al Ayom, and I'd love to tell you about my meeting time in Akron. So, whatever. Don't wait an hour. Whenever there's an Akron come, whenever time it happens to be, that's what I'm off there. I'm off Shvek. Quote to the friend, who said the Rosh? Not so. Dr. Moshe quotes that the Rosh says, you don't have to have the whole day. Now, you might have thought, and the rug terminology. You need something to break up the last day. So the Nebbi would have thought that Menachem come and they leave to the Menachem, the Omdu Menachem Expo, that can trigger the victim of the Kulo. You might have thought if there's no Menachem, you're going to sit all day. But the Rambam says no, the Rosh is not that way. No Menachem, you're going to sit all day. But exactly when does it end? Pashas Neitz HaChava. Neitz HaChava no Pashas. That's what Dr. Moshe sounds like. The post what Rav Moshe sounds like in the Hagor of Rav Moshe. It's not like it's something to steal it. Interesting Gemara from Zion and Aleph is used by the Rishonim to reach exact opposite conclusions one from the other. Which means it's not conclusive. That was insane. What the Gemara asks? Gemara says, Ulamotoy Shabbat. Afafisha ain't a lation, Ella Yom Echad, Kozer Vekosa. Like Fiat Manita. So, the Gemara has, even though you're only going to fit and meet the Kfuya Yom Echad, you have to do it anyway. What does it mean Yom Echad? So the Rosh and the Yom Echad means, the whole month in Shabbos and Sunday morning in Shacharit. You might have thought it's not going to die to put some bread upside down for a short period of time. The Mashman, you're required to do so. The Ramban is Pakeret. That's a Yiddish. That's Poshit. They could eat it, people could eat it 6,000 of us on Shabbat in the winter time. Shita. The Sabbath says, no. They don't have to sit 1 hour most of Shabbat. You might have thought it's not worth it, turning the whole light upside down for that 1 hour. The Mashman went into that 1 hour. You reach opposite conclusion. Not as they were told, on a Chavzayim and Alam. So the Ramban is wrong. According to the Ramban, as they were told, the Menachem, of course, is the guy's son. If Menachem and Kam, the guy that keeps our Elam going for longer, that's counterintuitive. Look, all the Ramban is fine. He wants it that way. If he wants, he can put it a big sign. No more visitors accepted after 6 p.m. on a particular day. And if in the winter time, 6 p.m. is ready after dark, there's a mail over at 6 p.m. Gal knock on the door at 10 o'clock at night, or come to shop the next day, well, let him in. The mail, he has the right, he can take a shower, he can put on his regular leather shoes. You know, everything after 6 p.m. if it gets dark in the winter. And he wants no more visitors accepted, it's finished. So you want to keep people coming for until tomorrow morning, it's your choice. But it's both kasha not so overwhelming. But he has another kasha that there is both. Everybody is the sakal of Alepa Shiro Viyodo. Ever been choose, pick and choose? Yes, again, not such a kasha. Come the Menachem in. And of course, there is both. What could happen if they don't come? You get the impression that there is more you test for the days, and they have to shiver the whole day. As they said from the road. He said to break up the ship. This is a course in the ritual, not your testament day. Well, hold on one second. They serve with Abel the Shmini. Ula Hapsakas Yom Shvi Shein Niktasa Kekulo Sarachlu. You need these people to come into the ritual, your testament day, to come in and break up the ship for you. The question from the ritual is if they came at night, they were not in Takein, and this breaks up their ability. But the impression conveyed from the ritual, though, is another kasha, is if the meaning was that they came at night, that would have been good enough. There was both mashma, and in part of the Gemara at this time, people wouldn't go out at night to work. So that Amida Tamanachman was normally when the Menachem came, she was in the morning. If that's the case, one could argue that according to the ritual, it's mana there. That's very common, people come out. By character, the most crowded time of Hichomel in America is at night, who work by day. So the impression conveyed from the ritual is in a place where the minute is called Nicham HaMelem by night, and the minute that the Nachman leaves at night, the end of the Shiva. Well, here's a big question against the ritual. It's a very serious question. If in fact you require
an action to break off the shiva, namely the amidas of an achamim. What do you do by shloshim? Shloshim is nothing. What? You know what happens shloshim? Don't take the shave. That's the most. The poor guy with his little beard for 30 days, and at day 30 in the morning, he's going to go to the barber to get a shave, or the stomach part, don't shave it, take a shave. That's what, how do you know the average person is shloshim? He's telling, look at him. He gets up and gets rid of his beard, that's what he gets up. But other than that, nothing happens. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. How do you knock out the shloshim? How do you do it? How do you do it? What does the Ramban do? That's constant to withdraw. What does the Ramban do with the Rivish, the Rosh brought to Shira Zava? Because Eitan brought it for them before. The Rosh for Shira Zava, you require a mitzvah yo to kula. It's not enough mitzvah halayah. The Medina Zava writes a woman in the seventh day of Shiva Nikim can do a Fajik in the morning and go to the mitzvah right away. So too, says the Rosh, come to Avelis. You can get rid of the Avelis in the morning right away. But not night. Can't have the mitzvah at night. Night early, come to Shalom. That's the Rosh, the Rosh brings. What will the Ramban do with that? This is the Ramban right. This is careful. This is careful. With Zira Shemeret Yom for Zava, Dina Achrino Shein Mitzvah Yom and Tikkula. Listen carefully. Shari Emro Afilu the Zava Yom Tosim Kol Shiva. The Ramban says it's a different kind of a thing. The Mitzvah Tikkula of the seventh day of Shiva the King. Because if a woman will see blood at the end of the day, the afternoon, it's going to kill the whole Tosim of Afreya. It's Tosim of Afreya. It's a different kind of a din. Well, one second. Al-Adraba, Minoraya, because of my stocking, and I say out, the Rabbi Yossi, the Omer Shomer, the Yom Kenegad Yom, the Kanalaba, Umetame, the Mekzayom, the Kulo, Rabbi Yossi holds, it's not Tosim of Afreya. Elazaba Gemura Hegi Mashkachatla. It's a Gemara. How do you have a Zaba Gemura Shloshes Yom Ritzupin? So I'm mixed with Lala Kikulo. And he quotes Rashi. Rabbi Yossi holds Mixed with Yom Kikulo Velo Sotra. You live up on it, it's not. Mixed with Lala Olo. So the Ramban pulled up over here the following union. He says, whether or not mixes of Lila Tekula depend upon whether or not it is Zira Lemafreya. So by Zira Zava, we pass it. It tells Lemafreya should be there for that day. Zira mixes of Yom. And Rabbi Yossi denies Zira Lemafreya is enough to mix of Lila. And by Avela, there's no Zira at all. So that's it for Lila. So all right, the Ramban, page Reish, Tezvav, Tezayim. So go back to the original question, which was, according to the Ritva, happened to be that there's no din of mixing the kula and shiva unless the nachum actually comes. What will we do with shloshim? Now, what would suggest the following kiddush? We spent a lot of time talking about shiva and shloshim. Remember, the Gemara has an expression, shloshim and gizel is spoken. It could be that shloshim consists exclusively of what we call isuri avel. It's also a begiut,
it's also b'tzitzkoret, it's also b'tzimcha. Whenever we're talking about Yisurin, the response will see a little bit.
That's accurate. Is that fine? What are we talking about?
Finish like that, then I'll stop. The Ravala will assume when Yisurim and Yisurim all this explosion that Mikveh Tayom Kekulo exists as soon as the sun rises. And perhaps, according to Ravala himself, would be enough Leil Shloshim, Ravala Shitoso, and it's valid enough to let them be Menachemim. And then no Menachemim is coming to Shloshim. But our veil of Shiva Rabotai does not consist exclusively of Yisurim. It also has Tiyumim, as we spoke of before. Now we talk about that, all the Yisurim which are not all the part of Yisurim. Not the Tiyumim. What are the Tiyumim? Ati Mataroch, Etzvi and Tamita. And there is the whole of the Mataroch that it's not as Dabir, that you have to have the Mekayim Kol Darke Arnelos Kulam. Ramban held that way. Ramban, you have to be called for the mitzvah for 1 minute, even for 1 minute about the Shabbos, otherwise you can't eliminate the Arnelos. Your thought is no. The seventh day has a full dinner of Arnelos. The Yabba will be called a Gnostic Menachut, an external stimulus, such as the Venus of Menachemim. Then you apply mitzvah to Kulam. If not, have availed the entire day. The kitzur, the distinction between Shiva and Shloshim, what the response suggesting is, Shiva there are Tiyumim, and Shloshim are only Yitzurim. Right, so presumably, you have to have something to break it up before the response. But you know, I don't want to go longer. Tomorrow, I want to discuss this issue of Mitzvah Yom Kippur in greater length, based on this Simon Shin Sadehe, which we're holding by now. And we're also going to jump a little bit to Simon Tough Day. I'll come back. We only have 3 more Shurim to go. The Mitzvah Shem, and these 3 Shurim will cover whatever we have to cover. That finish?
Confession to our primary language in the Tshuva, the additional volume of the Ahiyaza, that wouldn't accomplish automatically the equivalent of Ursus Makula.
Okay.
So, you don't have to honor the secular will hate. So, but even according to our primary yes, you have to honor the secular will. But it's not called Ursus Makula. So, how does the will have any focus? Elisha Feinstein has a Tshuva which is so revolutionary. It's such a big Kiddush. It should have really been printed in Chere Kosher Mishpat as a separate tshuva. Instead, he tacked it on at the end of a different tshuva, and it doesn't have any prominence. And people don't even know where it appears. Here I have the Zirach of the tshuva, and the Levi quotes, the Dan Grossman quotes in the history. Moshe writes that he holds the following halach, that a secular will is valid. He never made a tavor of Tanya Allah. The people would ask him, he said a secular will is accessible and fine. And he personally also did. He didn't feel there's even a Midas Chassidus for the following reason. That he postulates the following principle. He thinks that not based on Achai Moshe's Mahalach, which is between the Mashach at all. He doesn't go like that. He postulates the following principle that in order to transfer ownership of property, the very first Rambam, the very first Mitzvah writes, in order to transfer ownership, whether of Kaif or Metalkulin, we require a Maitre Kini. If you just do Dvarim, just make a verbal declaration, I hereby declare that all of my money belongs to you, all of my property belongs to you, so the property will not be transferred over. However, there seems to be exceptions to the rules. There are Gemaras in the end of Tzibur, the beginning of Kedushin, other Mitzvahs, we more talk about Hein Han Dvarim, and Nixin Bamira. They want to say that there are things that are Nixin Bamira, just the Dvarim alone. So how are you talking? What is that all about? So there's a famous Rashash in the first period in Chayrus who collects several of these Gemaras, 7 or 8 of these Gemaras, and he points out whenever there's an indication that there's a very strong Gemaras Daf that I want to change my ownership on my property to someone else, the other party can be Kaina without any need for any formal Maitre Kinyan. the Gemara starts along and accomplish the Chaloyt HaKim. The Chazon Ish has a sefer on Chayshim Ishpot, where he quotes this from his father. He has a big piece, he quotes his father, he used to say like that, and he has also many of the writings that the Rashash wrote in Chorus, I think it's on that design, and says the Chazon Ish quotes from his father, his father's also wrote, Rav and Kosovo. So he also has the same life. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has the same history. And whenever there's a clear indication that a person has a very strong mirazah, he can accomplish transference of ownership with that alone. So Rav Moshe says, you drop a secular will, and you know that the government is going to honor the will, and the government will not allow the ocean to go to a dictator. So he says, so therefore, the secular will is valid in finding mitam kinyon. It works. It's a kinyon which doesn't require a mighty kinyon. It's chiddush number one. Okay. But then he raises the problem. When a person draws up a secular will, he writes, I bequeath. I bequeath in English means I'm going to leave over after I die. So we have a koala in the morning, the end of Avas, ain't kinyon lahadisa. You can only make a kinyon while you are alive. You can't make a kinyon lahadisa. So even if you say that it is a kinyon, but such a kinyon has no focus in halacha. It's a king of Lachamisa. But here, Moshe Feinstein comes up with a Chiddush Nifla that Dain Gossner says is contradicted by the Gemara. I thought he was right. I thought Dain Gossner was wrong. Yeah. I'm sure Moshe had a parrot. Because Moshe knew Mamish every possessed about that. I knew all the things on his altar. People, once at a wedding, someone, a friend of mine told me, he was saying, somebody asked Moshe a question, and the guy didn't know. What's the din? Something in Bokhom Bokhom. So Moshe said the din. And the person said thank you, and he walked away. So Rav Moshe chuckled afterwards. He thought the guy was testing. The guy didn't know yet either. So he said in Yiddish, the guy thinks he's going to catch me out of the Ferish of Pinagot. The guy didn't know anything. So Rav Moshe chazed the other day, chazed Gemara. He used to chazed. I remember once I saw Rav Moshe in the summertime, on Shabbos afternoon, after benching. So he sat down in the Beit Medrash, and he was going like this. I thought he was looking for a Gemara. He kept on going like this. I was like, where are you going to find the Gemara? Kept on going like this, then he closed his face and he put it away. So one of the Talmidim told me, no, he was chazin with seven Dafyamis under me. That's the way he chazin. He went through, he had his other Siddharm, he didn't have time to learn Dafyamim. He said, yeah, he's a Dafyamim. I go through the Gemara, I'm like, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. He chazin so much, so he remembered everything about that. I'm sure Moshe has a parrot. I know these guys that they have obvious guys must have a parrot. But Dain Gossner points out, I thought Dain Gossner was more correct than this. Well, Moshe says like this, Ein kinyon lahanisa is l'mashe the following thing. I make a kinyon with you, and I say the kinyon should take effect tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And I die before 2 o'clock tomorrow. So who does the property belong to in between my death and 2 o'clock? It belongs to the ocean. So how can I make a kinyon now that should take effect tomorrow at 2 o'clock? If at that time it no longer belongs to me. But if I say, my property that belongs to me, the minute that I die, it no longer belongs to me, I make a kinyon, it should go straight to you. There shouldn't be any gap in between the time that it belongs to me and the time that it belongs to you. So Moshe says, that's totally legitimate. That's not called a violation of Ein Kinyon LaHamisa, because it goes directly from my ownership to your ownership, that's okay. The Dain Gossner quotes the Gemara, but it says not so. The Gemara seems to say black on white. I'm sure Moshe has a terrorist, I don't know what it is, but the Pashtus is that that's against the Gemara.
What's the difference between that and a get? A get doesn't work in that moment. You say, the moment I die, it's going to be a get.
The Pashtus is that it shouldn't.